my physical attitude knows only me. My physical attitude knows only me. My physical attitude, the world that I live in, the things that I do, the sensitivities that I have, they only know me. It's hard for me to imagine that my physical attitudes only know me, but that's the truth. My physical attitudes only know me. I am the interpreter of what goes on in my world. I see everything in the light of my own inner wisdom, inner understanding, and as that way of looking at everything, I only see it how I choose to see it. Now, my life, my physical attitude, knows only me. So, if I look outwardly, and I see outwardly people are being loving, gentle, and kind, I look outwardly and I see that people are being the fantastic beings that they are, then truly that's who I am. Truly that's what I am. Truly that's all that exists because that's my physical attitude and it knows only me. I'm living in this world of sense, the world of the five senses and more. But I'm living in this world of sense, and I think what I see is the truth. I think what I see is reality. And as long as I believe it is my reality, it will be my reality. No matter what attitudes I have, no matter what indication I have from the world around me that it is so, whether I want to believe it or not, it is so, so it is. I live in that response. Now, work is done in psychological laboratories and in scientific studies and so forth, where they are telling people certain things are true and that people should believe that. They are telling people, look at this picture. And they show them a picture. And it's a moving picture. And they show them two basketball teams. And these two teams are working together harmoniously, and they're playing basketball. And you're asked to observe the teams, and then you're asked to say how many times the white ball is put in through the hoop. Well, you have to look at it again because you did not particularly look at it for that purpose. And so you look at it again. Now you're looking at the video twice now. And so the second time you look at it, you're watching for how many times the white ball goes through the hoop. And then they stop. And after they stop it, they tell you, okay, now, how many of you saw anything other than the white ball? And everyone says they saw just the white ball. And then you say, how many of you saw a gorilla in there? And everybody laughs and says, what are you talking about? A gorilla, how silly, how absolutely silly. Let me show it to you again. And so they show you the video again, and sure enough, there is a girl wearing a gorilla costume walking across the stage. In fact, there are several of them walking around with gorilla costumes on, and you didn't even notice them because you didn't expect them to be there. And then you say, how many baskets did the people with the brown basketball put into the net? And so you watch it again, and you see that not one brown ball went into the net. Now, you didn't have that awareness in your mind. Now, you looked at this video now three or four times, and each time you looked at it for a specific thing, and you saw the specific thing, and you believed the specific thing. And if someone were to say to a new person that comes into the room, okay, now I'm going to show you this video, and I want you to tell me what you see when you see the video. So they show the video. It's about a minute or two long. And as they show the video, that's a very short video, the people look at it and look at it just casually and yet aware. And then you say, okay, now what did you see? Not one in the hundreds that are tested see the gorilla first. They do not see the girls dressed in the gorilla costume because that's not expected. That's not something they expected to see there. That's not something they were, that's not supposed to be there. A gorilla playing basketball with these girls? No way. I mean, my goodness sakes, that's not supposed to be there. Okay. But it's there. And how many of them, you say, how many baskets did they make with the brown basketball? And you say, well, I guess they made a lot of them. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that. How many baskets did they make with the white basketball? Well, probably a lot of them, too. I didn't pay attention to that. Well, what were you paying attention to? I was just looking at the people. I was just looking at the people playing basketball and having fun and sort of dancing around on the floor, doing good things and just enjoying each other's company. I was just looking at that. My. My physical attitude knows only me. If I am not training myself to be aware of my physical universe and what's in it, then I really am not aware of what's in my physical universe. I'm not aware of what's going on in my world because I am not tuned into it. I am not aligned with that understanding. And yet, it's what goes on every day. If you are watching a basketball team play a game, and as you watch this basketball game, and somebody says, okay, who are the best players on the field? Well, you'll say, my team, the people that I support, the people that I am interested in, my team. And then they'll say, okay, now let's watch the game. So you watch the game. It's already been played. And as you watch the game, you find out that watching your team, they're playing a good game, but they're not winning. They're playing a good game, but they're not showing themselves to be skillful and magnificent. And then you say, okay, now watch the other team. Don't pay any attention to your team. Just watch the other team and be aware of what the other team is doing. Be aware of how the other team is manipulating the first team to lose. And you look at the game and then you say to yourself, oh, they're doing these naughty things. They're doing those naughty things. They're doing other naughty things. And you say, why do you call them naughty? Because they're causing the other team to lose. Well, is that naughty? I thought the game was to be played so that people would show their skill, show their genius, show their magnificence in playing the game. Yeah, but the other team is shooting more baskets. The other team is becoming more skillful. They're putting the ball around everybody else, and they're doing strange things with the ball that shouldn't be done. Well, are those things in the rules that they shouldn't be done? No, but then why shouldn't they be done? Because they're slaughtering my team. Well, now let's change it again. Now we stop that and we go to a different group of people. We have somebody which is not your team, which is not somebody that you're associated with. You have no attitude about them. And so we have you look at these people who are swimmers. And these two people are swimming. It's a girl and a guy. And they're both Olympic swimmers. Both absolutely fantastic, absolutely glorious. And they're swimming and they're swimming. And then now comes the contest. Now comes the Olympic contest. And you watch. And they're swimming side by side, along with many other people in that great Olympic pool. But they're the two in the first lanes that you're looking at. And so you're watching the girl as she easily carves her way through the water. And you're watching the boy as he smoothly zips along. And you think to yourself, wow, they're both so good. They're both so wonderful. Now, what's your attitude about them? Your attitude is that they're both doing a very fine job of skillfully swimming in the Olympics. Now, have you made up your mind before the swim began, the contest began, who was going to win? Did you have a physical attitude of knowing who was the winner because they were the more skillful? Was the boy more skillful as a swimmer? Was the girl more skillful as a swimmer? The girl had to have a bigger swimming suit on, and that kept her from going through the water as fast as the boy who had a tiny swimming suit on. How can they do it? How can they contest each other? Well, they don't. Women usually contest against women and men against men. So they both have the equal opportunity. Now, how is it then now, in this particular contest, the man was so superior, the man is so actually a magnificent swimmer, and the woman won? Did the woman win because it's your physical attitude that knows only you? Or is it your the woman won because she was skillful and magnificent, and you had to give her credit for doing a super job. And the man did a super job too, but the woman did a super job, and you said, wow, she is great. She is super. She is wonderful. And indeed, she is. But my physical attitude knows only me. If I were to look at the man, if I were to look at the boy and I were to say, he is the exquisite swimmer, and I gave him my 100% energy, I didn't scatter it between two contestants, and I gave him my 100% energy and I said, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, in my heart, he would win. Yes, he would. If I gave the woman my full attention and I said, you're wonderful, oh, you're great, oh, you're smooth, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, she would win. Now, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that in games? Because we cannot get our physical attitude out of the way. And our physical attitude says, this is logical and this is how it should work out. And so then that's the way it works out. But if you and I can get our physical attitude in there, knowing only ourselves, knowing only our choice, all the world is good, my team is the best. My team is the winner. My contestant is the successful one. I know that I know that I know all these things. I know knowledge. Wisdom is a physical knowledge. It's not a spiritual knowledge. A spiritual knowledge is already done. It's an is. It's complete and whole. But a physical knowledge is something that is a work in progress. As I live my life as a work in progress, as I live my life as a physical attitude, knowing only myself, I will know success and failure. But as I live my life from my divine self, from my ideal self, where I say, all is now complete and whole and perfect, it's done. I have no attitudes, no opinion about anything. It is done, and it is done now. Then, truly, it is done. Then, truly, it is fulfilled. Then, truly, there is nothing more to be sought, nothing more to be chased. My physical attitude knows only me. Now, who is this me? What is this me? What are my thoughts? What are my dreams? What are my goals? What's my purpose? I can accomplish whatever it is that I choose because my physical attitude knows only me. And when I know me, then I know all. That's the reality of today for you and me. Make your physical attitude aware to you, knowing you, but knowing that there is a broader, more beautiful scope that says all is now, and it is good and very good. Have a lovely day, and know that I am thinking you are fantastic. Because you're my expression, and I love you. I love you. I love you.